like to thank you for joining me today. You have found the Third Space Podcast. I'm your host, Bob Fabey, and today we're going to talk about prayer. There've been a lot of times I have been with people in settings where, you know, we pray and we pray out loud, or maybe we're doing some corporate prayer, and prayer is just kind of the centerpiece in many ways of the Christian life. And people have opinions and patterns and things that they do when they pray, and what that looks like and what that means to people, very different in different capacities. And I wanted to talk about some things that I have observed about how people pray and how that may or may not affect what they think they're doing. And in the beginning of my spiritual journey, people said, you know, Bob, don't worry about it. Prayer is just talking with God. Just be natural and talk with God. I thought that that was pretty good advice. The more that I've walked with Christ and the more I've been with his people, the less it feels like people are doing that when they're praying. I'll just give you an example. when people pray and they pray in Jesus' name, a lot of times it's used as like a tagline. You would say what you want to say, or you would ask God to do what it is that you're asking God to do, and then you'd say, in Jesus' name, amen. And that's not actually what the scriptures mean when it talks about that. If you say or do anything in my name, then, you know, it'll be done, or those kinds of things. And so it's almost like there's these magic words that you have to say at the end of praying with God in order to ensure that those things happen. And so you will hear people say, literally say, you know, in Jesus' name, amen. And when you're using that phrase, or the idea of doing something in Jesus' name, is particularly when it comes to prayer, the actual thing that you're doing is calling Christ's presence forward. And it looks a lot like when, in the medieval period, a king couldn't travel around or didn't have the internet, so he couldn't be present to everybody at one time. Couldn't send a tweet out, or, you know, make a Facebook post, or, you know, message on Instagram. And so he would have heralds who would go out into the outlying areas who would carry a message. And they would ride into town and go to the place where messages in town would have been read out loud and make, you know, proclamations and that kind of thing. And so they would stand there before the people of the town. They would unroll the scroll or whatever the message was written on, and they would say, you know, in the name of King so-and-so, and they would read the message. And that person in that time and that place, using the name of the king, was basically bringing the king's presence to those people. And so whoever was hearing that message, it would have been the idea was that they would be accountable for what the king has said. Were you there? Did the king say it? Yes, the king said it. Now, did the king actually say it? No, but you were bringing the king to those people by way of that action. And when you say, in Jesus' name, amen, you literally are invoking Christ's presence to whatever is happening. You're saying it's in his name. It's by his power. It's by all of those things. But it's not just a tagline or a phrase that you're supposed to use in order to pray. It's a way of saying, I'm actually inviting Christ's presence to me and to the situation and to the people that I'm with. So when somebody prays and they just say, you know, in Jesus' name, amen, it's as if they're saying something, you know, just like words that you're supposed to use, versus the power that is involved in bringing forth the name of Jesus. you're ushering in the presence of the king. And amen means may it be so. There's kind of an agreement that occurs with that. And so when you pray, I want you to consider how you use those words and think deeply about what they mean and the actions that you are following when you say those kinds of things. Because it actually, one, it reveals something about what you think you're doing, but then two, it actually has meaning and I think deep significance and value. And further, when people take to praying, and especially praying out loud or praying together with other people out loud, sometimes people will refer, you know, they'll say, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for being here, Father God, and we just ask God that you would be here, Jesus, and that you would do, you know, and I don't always know if they're wanting to make sure that they cover the entire Trinity by referring to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, or if there's some kind of weird mantra that occurs, and I suspect it's the second, where there's a level of uncomfortableness or they've been taught this is how you pray by constantly referring to Jesus or God or the Holy Spirit. If you and I were chatting and you said, Bob, I just want Bob for you to know, Bob, that Bob, I just asked that you would go to the store, Bob, and when you go, Bob, to the store, Bob, we just want you to, Bob, buy some milk so that, Bob, when you get home, Bob, you can bring the milk, Bob, to the family. Bob, amen. Makes no sense whatsoever. And it's almost as if people are reminding themselves that they're talking to God or something. And so when you're praying, the idea of saying, okay, I just want to talk to God, and that it's that simple, really probably doesn't sound like referencing God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit every, you know, when there's a pause in your diction and how you're speaking. And so when I hear that, I think, okay, I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe this person's really uncomfortable, or maybe this is how they were taught or what their cultural, spiritual cultural environment dictates how they pray. But I want you to think about the words that you use when you pray and how you pray. And there are a number of patterns and things that we do when we pray, how we think about what we're doing. And ultimately, when I think about prayer, I'm thinking I'm entering into God's presence. And am I always present to God? Yes. But I'm coming into his presence in a very intentional way. And what am I hoping to accomplish? Well, there's a number of things that could happen. Maybe I'm just telling him how much I'm grateful or that I love him. Maybe I'm actually bringing before him my sin. And I'm asking forgiveness. Maybe I'm asking him to be with somebody or a situation. I'm pleading with him in that event. Maybe I'm reading prayers that others have written, like the Psalms, and I'm bringing those before him as kind of speaking my heart. But when I do that, this is me. I'm saying, man, I'm coming into God's presence. So how am I doing that? Well, I tend to want to say, one, I'm humbled to be here. I'm grateful to be your child. Thank you for who you are and what you've done. But then the attitude of that is that, humility, I guess, would be the way to put it, and an honest, genuine desire to connect with God. And so I'm not following some kind of formula necessary, or I'm not using words in a repeated fashion, but I'm actually trying to speak to God in a way that, one, would honor him, and two, remind me of how grateful I am to be with him, and three, just kind of in pretty genuine and authentic way. And what that does is it keeps me from falling into a pattern of, okay, we're going to pray. you know, God, thanks for this food. Amen. You know, God bless you. Thank you. You know, kind of thing where it feels maybe less genuine than it could be. And I say all these things because a lot of times I wonder what people think they're doing when they're praying. Are you actually entering into God's presence? And if so, are you giving thought to how you're doing that or what you're saying when you do that? Or whether or not you would even speak if you entered into God's presence? Because it feels like sometimes people are glib about how they do that. And man, even in a worship setting, so if I'm praying out loud and others are praying out loud and there's people there, you know, I'm not using prayer for an opportunity to teach. And maybe you've seen this or maybe you've experienced this, but somebody will pray about everything that just happened as a way of recapping, as if God somehow didn't hear those prayers or that conversation. And so it's a reminder, or the prayer is used to, you know, reteach people what was just taught or what was just said. And for me, that's really odd. And I honestly, it's a bit off-putting because I don't really know, like, wait a minute, what are we doing here? And I have a bias when I say, let's pray. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to enter into God's presence. And that doesn't mean that we are having this incredibly quiet, you know, light the candles, holy moment, you know, dim the lights kind of thing. But it does mean I'm really intentional about what I'm saying and why I'm saying it. And so I'm far less aware of the people around me. And maybe that comes from having practiced this for years, but I want you to think about that when you pray publicly. Are you reteaching something? Are you just restating what has already been said? Are you asking God for something? Are you giving thanks to God? There's years ago, I learned the way of prayer that is the ACTS model, ACTS. Many of you have probably heard it, but the prayer begins with adoration. I'm telling God, thank you, and I'm giving thanks to him, and I'm telling him why I love him. And then I move into confession, which is pretty self-explanatory, and I find that I always have plenty to confess. And then thanksgiving for the variety of things in my life, and then supplication, which is bringing before him the issues that I have at hand. And whether or not I spend a great deal of time in each of those areas or whether I even cover each of those areas each time, they really do speak to the different types of prayer that we can have. I'm not including the imprecatory prayers of the Psalms, which ask God to wipe out our enemies. But I am trying to say, look, what is the reason you're going before him? And actually giving that some thought and some pause and try to be comfortable with why you're going before God. And especially if you're in a leadership position, the prayers before a sermon or the prayers before worship or the prayers after worship or whatever, you know, are these just rubber stamps? Are we just asking God to simply bless what we have already done as if he hasn't been a part of that? Are we saying, hey, I have an idea, God, about what needs to occur. I think you just need to kind of stay to the side a little bit. And then once we're done, would you just please make sure that it's successful in the way that we think it should be successful? Well, these are kind of a variety of ways of thinking and doing and being prayer. There are literally hundreds, and some of them are new and some of them are ancient, and many have really good ideas and important ideas that we need to press into. You know, there's prayer in silence, trying to be fully present to God without filling our mouths with words. And what about listening prayer? Where we sit around, you know, we listen for what God might have to say to us. And so I bring this before you. I ask that you would consider what it means when you pray, why you pray, how you pray, because I think that it's important, and it's an important part of our walk with God. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and as always, you can find me on the web at bobfabey.com. You can also follow and like me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you didn't know, I've written a book. It's called Not My Jesus. You can find that on Amazon.com. You can pick up an e-copy, a soft cover, and a hardcover edition. I'm grateful for your time that you've spent with me here in the Third Space, and wish you to have many, many blessings. God bless.